Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I know it's a very, very true thing that we need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed. And it's true of every aspect of our lives. I bet that you probably already know much of what you need to be successful. And whatever maybe you don't know, probably pretty easy to learn, but most of it, you already know. It's just a matter of, am I putting this into practice or not? And today, what I wanted to talk about, something which is very foundational and has been very foundational to my life, specifically my career. And that's been very foundational because it's been so foundational to me and my life and my career. It's been very foundational to the lives of the people that I've directly worked with as a financial advisor, the lives of people that advisors that I have coached have worked with. So you get the idea. So quickly about me, because I'm with me every day. So I'm well aware of who I am and what I do, and I don't know that I reintroduce myself enough on the show. It's been 2,200 episodes or whatever it's been, and there's no reason for me to talk about myself that much. The guests are the star of the show. But briefly about me, I got into, as my first job out of college, financial services with a company called New York Life. And again, it was my first job. I knew nothing about financial services or insurance or investing or anything like that. I was a political science major, but it sounded like something I could do. So that was in 2001, however many years that has been. It's been a long time. Was with New York Life as an agent for 7 years, so working with clients, and then I went into management with them, and that meant recruiting and developing and managing and training new financial professionals. Did that all told for 6 years. From there, I moved on and started my own financial firm, and today I focus on 401k plans for companies. And I do a lot of financial wellness. So I've got a company called Money Alignment Academy, and we do financial wellness programming for the employees of companies. Do a lot of speaking on that topic. I write books. Obviously, I do podcasts and all that good stuff. Honored to be named to Investopedia's list of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States, 5 years in a row. That's kind of a little bit about me, but getting back, what I wanted to talk about today are the three stages of our financial lives. We are all unique individuals. You are a very, very unique person. Nobody is like you. Nobody will ever be like you. We all go through the same three stages of our financial lives, and those are protection, accumulation, and distribution. When you talk about personal finance, there's a lot of abstract stuff going on there. There's just a lot of stuff going on there. And so it's difficult to kind of get it all into a container. And that's one of the things that's helpful about protection, accumulation, distribution is we can segment out all the different important planning considerations or things to be thinking about in each one of those stages. And so it's easy to talk about it and communicate. If you are a financial professional, I would encourage you to become comfortable with this talk because, or this language or these concepts, because it helps people to better understand them. And if you are not a financial professional, but a user of financial things, if you use money, occasionally, as most of us do. Isn't that funny? I use money every day, many times a day, and still maybe not the best at it. But that's just a very human thing. So for all of us, I think it is a track to run on. It helps us to understand this is where I'm at. This is where I want to go. These are steps in a process that if I follow, I'll probably end up getting close to where it is that I want to go. So before I go any further, I'm going to keep doing all these qualifiers over and over again. Hopefully this last one. I'm fortunate to have made a lot of great financial decisions over the course of my life. And I made all the dumb financial decisions. So I share that just to let you know, wherever you are at, I'm confident I can help you get to where you want to go. I always try to, unless I forget, say that at the top of every presentation that I give, because I want people to know that I am extremely fallible. I've made tons of dumb mistakes, and I'm evidence that you can overcome these dumb mistakes. To which recently somebody said, yeah, which dumb mistakes have you made? And it's so funny. I'm doing a virtual presentation and you see the questions as they're popping up. And this gentleman wrote that. I'm like, oh, and you sort of wonder why he's asking, but he's probably just curious. So happy to share that. I spent the majority of my 20s in and out of credit card debt. So using credit cards and rolling balances over from 1 month to the next, which is just a recipe for financial insuccess, non-success. It's not a recipe for financial success. I live paycheck to paycheck. So some months I would make no money at all. And other months I would make a good amount of money. And sometimes it was just sort of blah. I'd never tracked my cash flow. I never kept a budget. So fundamentally, I was just ignoring my finances. That's sort of the bottom line. And I've spent a lot of time talking about why that is, about limiting beliefs and the programming that we pick up along the way. So I'm not going to get into that today. But what's important is that I've been through all of those things. And right now, so many of us are struggling, and so many of the struggles that we're experiencing are due to things outside of our control. I mean, you have nothing to do with inflation. You have nothing to do with the cost of food and transportation and housing and the reality that everything in our lives is more expensive than it was a few short years ago and exponentially more expensive. And certainly a lot of the mistakes or the things that we're suffering through are self-inflicted as well. So the truth for you is somewhere in the middle. And I always really want to help people feel like they are in control. I guess the term for that is to empower people, but that's sort of a used up word, kind of beat up. I want you to feel like you have locus of control, that you have control over your future, that you have the ability to do something and influence and affect the direction of your life. Because you do. I believe that every single one of us is absolutely worthy of the financial life that you want. You're even deserving of the financial life that you want, but none of us are entitled to it. So it's there for you. And today, it's my desire to take you through this framework or these three stages, and hopefully that will help you get closer to where it is that you want to go. I'm interested in helping you get better at money so you can live how you want. The whole idea of this show is get better, live how you want. So you marry those two, you marry that with my work, which is the money piece. Here we are. So we all go through the same three stages of our financial lives. The first is protection. And this is where you want to set the foundation. Because when you're going to build anything, if it's the house that you're living in, the building that you're living in, we're talking about your physical health or your financial life, you have to build it on a strong foundation. Because without that, the rest of it just doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. A storm comes along, hurricane comes along, something happens. If you're not built on a strong foundation, your house is going to be flat. You will be broke. You'll be in a bad place. So you have to have a strong foundation. When we're talking about our personal finances, your foundation is built on cash flow, budgeting, Insurance and legal documents. So I'll go through each one of these briefly, but you have to have a personal budget. A budget is simply a plan for your money. So foundational, something I've resisted, still don't love it, but appreciate it for what it is. It is a plan for your money. There's lots of different ways to effectively budget. And I could put some resources into the notes of the show to help you with that. But you can also go to my company's website for questions on any of these things, and that's moneyalignmentacademy.com. We've got a lot of free resources there for you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, got to have a budget. You have to track your cash flow. That's simply understanding money in, money out. And while it's very simple, it's not an obvious thing. And too few of us actually know how much money we have coming in, how much we have going out. Fewer still know what the value of our assets are and what the amount of liabilities, so the debt that we have. We need to have those numbers down. From an insurance standpoint, I need to have disability insurance, which protects my ability to earn an income. So if I get hurt, I can't work, or sick, I can't work, is my money going to dry up? And how long can you go without a paycheck? So disability insurance protects your income. Life insurance, that protects your loved ones. So should something happen to me, God forbid, my family be taken care of because I own life insurance. And if I die, the death benefit will be paid to my wife, who will then take care of our children, as she already does. Long-term care insurance pays for the cost of skilled care should I need it as I get older. I'll be turning 46 this year. So, gosh, how did that happen? How are any of us getting any older? But the reality is it's happening to all of us. And all of us, God willing, again, will one day be older versions of ourselves. And should we need care? Should I need some form of care, which the odds are pretty good, I would like to be able to receive those on my term, that care on my term. So long-term care insurance pays for the cost of receiving that care. Property and casualty insurance protects our stuff. So obviously you have car insurance and homeowners insurance. And today we have insurance on our phones and our computers and everything else. So we need to make sure that we have that. I think that identity theft protection and insurance is an essential component to our financial foundation these days because there's so much of that going on. We can also add credit, being a good steward of our credit, onto the foundation of the protection piece. So knowing what your credit score is, reviewing your credit report on an annual basis to make sure that there's no discrepancies on there, because there are a lot of discrepancies on there. And as more cyber criminals and cyber attacks happen and take place, there's just a greater and an increased need for monitoring and making sure that we are on top of our credit. Legal documents are really important. If you happen to own a business, it's prudent to have an entity set up like a limited liability company or an S corporation, something along those lines. If I think that everybody should have a simple will done, and you can get that done for free. There's plenty of resources. Throw into your favorite search engine, will template, something like that. How do I set up a will? And there's a lot of free resources you can simply print and fill out and get notarized. If you have kids, you really do need to get a will. It's going to help you with guardianship, which will determine who will take care of your kids should something happen to you. So it's important to have those kinds of conversations, because just because you assume that somebody's going to take care of your kid doesn't mean that they are in a position to do that. So there's just a lot of planning that it's prudent to think about and to go through that. Let's see. I think that that's probably most of them: life insurance, disability insurance, long-term care insurance, property and casualty insurance, all of these things, wills, trusts. A trust is a legal document that controls the distribution of things. So a will says, this is what I would like to see. A will will determine your healthcare directives, as they're called, end-of-life care, if you become incapacitated and can't make decisions for yourself, who will make those decisions? What do you want to happen? That's where those healthcare directives, powers of attorney come in, who will take care of your finances if you're not in a position to do that. Who do you trust to do that? And then, like I said, the trust, if you have substantial assets or you have assets and you're concerned with where they're going to go when you are gone, you can name beneficiaries in a will, but those are just your wishes. A trust legally distributes your stuff to your beneficiaries. That show Succession. It's very, very popular and just goes to show, no matter what you think is going to happen when you're gone, people are going to fight over money. It's a gross, disgusting reality. And so if you own a business, if you have assets, it is an act of love, from my perspective, to do this kind of planning. So it helps to keep your family in as intact as it possibly can be after you're gone. Some people think about that as, I'm just being so controlling and I'm being too maternalistic or paternalistic. And I say the opposite. I say that it's like discipline equals freedom. It is that you are essentially ensuring that your family will be able to continue on without having to fight and struggle over ownership or getting money, because you will have thought about all of those contingencies and put plans in place for doing so. And I think that the good news there is there are now a lot of new providers that have had the effect of driving down the cost of this kind of planning, also known as estate planning. So lots of different ways to do that as well, and a lot of great resources. So there you go. There is your foundation. That is the foundation of your financial world. From there, second step, now that you have your foundation set, you want to start saving money for things. So stage number two, we all go through, is accumulation. This is where, again, you want to be saving money for things. And it's important to, during this stage and at all times, go through some planning. And too often we make way too big of a deal out of financial planning. It's this very, very heavy, kind of clunky term. It's like, oh my gosh, so confusing. It's abstract. It's, you know, beyond my comprehension. Could be further from the truth. You make financial plans all the time. If you went and traveled this past summer, you made financial plans. You decided where you were going, how you're going to get there, where you were going to stay, where you were going to eat, what you were going to do while you were there, all of those things. That's all financial plans. It's a matter of, what is it that I want? It's a matter of, when do I want it? How much is this going to cost? And how much do I need to be saving right now? You've essentially created a financial plan right there. A different way to think about that is, you look at where you are, you look at where you want to go, and then you close that gap. That's really what financial planning is. So you're perfectly capable of doing these things. There are wonderful financial calculators and computer programs online. If you work at a company that happens to offer a 401k, they will no doubt offer you wonderful resources on how to determine how much you need to be saving today in order to get the result that you want for your future. So again, kind of an abstract thing, but we need to figure out when it is you would like to be able to step away from full-time work. You can tell me that you're never going to stop working. I'm going to say, awesome. Let's still plan so that you make work optional. That's a better scenario than having to throw on a blue vest and go to work as a greeter at Walmart. God bless you if you are a greeter at Walmart. But I want you to be able to choose to do that versus feel like you have to because you need to earn money. So make work optional. And then keep doing it or don't. You never know how you're going to feel at age 60, 65, 70, or 75, whatever age you decide that you're interested in stepping away. So determine when it is, determine how much money you want to have, and then figure out how much you need to be saving today. So the most common places that we save for retirement are 401k at work or an IRA or an individual retirement account. These are the long-term places for you to be saving money. On the conservative end of saving money, you have checking accounts, savings accounts, money market accounts, certificates of deposit at the bank. Before I get into the CDs, certificates of deposit, I want you to get an emergency fund built up. And this is, I neglected to talk about this in the protection piece. Your emergency fund, without question, lives in the protection phase. Okay. I want you to get to 6 months worth of your monthly expenses saved up in your emergency fund. You used to say 3 to 6 months. Today I say 6 months. And I know how hard that is to accumulate that much money. But I also know that there's immense value in having accumulated that money, because once you are, or you've got 6 months worth of living expenses saved in cash in the bank, once you're credit card debt free, it's an incredible feeling. You're saving money. That's financial peace of mind right there. So from there, sort of the bridge between protection and accumulation is getting out of credit card debt. So I would create a plan for how to get out of credit card debt. And that's simply get all of your accounts together, figure out how much debt you have, and then take things one at a time. The famous snowball method says that instead of worrying about what the annual percentage rate is, you start with the lowest amount first. So if you have three credit cards, one with a $500 balance, one with a $1,000 balance, one with $1,500, start with the $500 balance, regardless of what the annual percentage rate is. The idea is that as you pay the balances off, you will develop momentum, you will develop confidence, you'll develop grit and new skills, and you'll just keep it moving. The last thing I want you to do is start and then give up and just feel like you're sort of stuck there, because that's not serving anybody. Okay. So, all right, getting back to the accumulation piece of it, got to have your emergency fund. Then you can start saving money at certificate deposit. Certificate of deposit is an investment savings vehicle that is sold or commonly bought at the bank and will offer you a guaranteed rate of return for a certain amount of time. Buy a 6 month CD, you probably buy a weekly CD. You can buy a 1 year, 3 year, 5 year. I don't honestly know how long the durations of time you can buy in a CD. Probably the sky's the limit. So it's a very, very conservative investment. Fixed income investments are also thought of as very, very conservative. These are bonds, things like that. And there's lots of different kinds of bonds out there, but these are traditionally more conservative investments as you move up. Whenever we start moving towards more aggressive investments, the potential for gains increases, but so does the amount of risk that we take on as the investor. So I always want you to keep that in mind. And another important thing is that you determine what kind of investor you are. So taking what's known as an investor profile or a risk tolerance assessment will help to inform you or educate you on what kind of investor you are, how comfortable you are with fluctuations in the market, and therefore the value of your money. Because if you think that, well, I'm 25 and I'm okay if the market goes up and down, but then you actually look at your statement and you had 50,000 and today you have 35,000, you might feel a little bit differently. You might intellectually understand that it's going to go back up over time, but your heart and your feelings are telling you this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I'm now developing an ulcer and my hair is turning gray. I can't fall asleep. So that's not healthy either. So it's just a function of, regardless of how old you are, it doesn't mean that you are a certain kind of investor. So one of those profiles, one of those tests will help you determine, yes, I am conservative, or I'm moderate, or I'm aggressive, or some version of those things. So the way that we then move up away from conservative types of investments to moderate, you can invest in things like a mutual fund or an ETF or exchange traded fund. And these are well diversified.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Easy to access investments. And there's a mutual fund for and an ETF. They're very, very similar kinds of investments for just about anything. There are mutual funds and ETFs that invest in the biggest companies in the world, the biggest companies in America, the biggest companies in China. There's ETFs and mutual funds that invest only in healthcare or in gold or uranium or in tech companies. So literally the sky is the limit again. I hope I don't say that seven or eight more times, but you never know. But just to give you an idea. So those are a lot of the different ways. And mutual funds, some can be very conservative. Some are fixed income mutual funds. So they invest in bonds. So you're not having to go and buy individual bonds. And then you have very, very, very aggressive mutual funds that are investing in small companies in what's known as an emerging market. So you think about a safe company is, theoretically speaking, a company like Coca-Cola. Whereas a smaller company, a startup, an emerging company in a country in Africa would be probably considered to be a very risky investment, but with much greater upside. So you get the idea. There's mutual funds for all these different types of investments. Then as you keep going up the pyramid of risk, you can invest in things like stocks. So you can go buy individual shares of your favorite company. So if you think that Starbucks is an awesome company, I certainly think that they're an awesome company just because I drink their coffee. Or maybe you think Google is, or maybe you think that XYZ company is. You can certainly go and buy individuals, or you can buy shares of stocks. Now, when you think about when you go buy a mutual fund, you buy one share of a mutual fund, you're potentially buying a small piece of hundreds of different companies. If I buy a share of Starbucks, I own one share of Starbucks. So it's a much more concentrated investment, therefore making it riskier. My upside is potentially greater, but I could also lose all my money. So things to keep in mind as you continue going up, you can buy, like I've been talking about, shares of smaller companies where the upside is greater. You can buy things like commodities and options. So these are different ways to be investing that carry with it upside, but then also enormous amount of risk. And we have things like crypto assets, Bitcoin and Ethereum, and you name it. Real estate has always been a very, very popular and common way for people all over the world to enter the housing market, but also to build wealth. And if you are a real estate investor, I think that that's great. I'm really agnostic when it comes to the asset class. An asset class simply means, is it an equity, which means a stock or a mutual fund? Real assets are real estate. So it's a house or investing in real estate. Commodities are gold, silver, uranium, things like that, copper. So there's so many different ways to be investing. Just depends what it is that you're investing for and how it is that you're owning these things. So like that, one of the most common ways and an effective way to save money for your retirement is, again, your 401k or an IRA. If you're interested in going and buying investments that are outside of those, you can buy or open up what's known as a brokerage account or a taxable account. And you can do that probably at your bank. But also companies like Fidelity and Charles Schwab are wonderful options for that type of investing as well. And if you're interested in developing a real estate portfolio, we've certainly done a lot of podcast episodes on how you do that as well. So protection, set your foundation, accumulation. You want to start saving money for things. The third stage that we all go through, God willing, is distribution. So think about it like this. You're summiting the mountain. You're climbing the mountain. Climbing, climbing, climbing. That's accumulating. So you're putting money away, putting money away, putting money away, putting money away. You reach the top. Here I am. I'm ready to stop accumulating money. And now I'm going to go down the other side of the mountain. So I climbed. Now it's time to descend. So distribution, decumulation. How do I take all the money that I've earned and turn it into income that will last for as long as I need it to? Now, if you thought that saving money for retirement was hard, you're also going to find that creating enough retirement income to last as long as you need it to is also going to be very, very hard. If you ask 100 financial advisors the best way to develop a retirement income plan, you're probably going to get 100 different answers. There's not a right way to save money, and there's not a right way to actually use the money. So the idea here is, how do I make sure that I don't outlive my money? Because while it is a bad thing to die before I'm supposed to, it's also a bad thing to live longer than I expect, because I don't want to run out of money. And if I run out of money when I'm 90, that's way worse than if I run out of money when I'm 30. I just will not have the energy at 90 that I have today, and certainly that I had at 20. You get the idea. So as we are looking at, here's all the assets that I have. I've got $1 million in my 401k. I own a house and a rental property. I have money in my brokerage account, my taxable account. I've got a portfolio of stocks that give me dividends. Where is the appropriate place to pull money? Got Social Security. So one of the things that is really, really valuable about Social Security is that, theoretically speaking, it is guaranteed. And many of us are accustomed to receiving a paycheck, and we get that every couple of weeks, right? Like, company's been really good at paying me on Friday, every other Friday, and they've done that for 30 years. So I've grown accustomed to that. Well, when I retire, that's going to stop. So how do I recreate that, essentially? How do I create that consistent income stream that will be there for as long as I need it to be? And that's where Social Security theoretically comes in. That's where a pension plan, if you're fortunate enough to be working for an organization or in a career that offers you a pension, it's very, very valuable. Because again, you're not having to worry about it. It's just a paycheck that hits your account same time every month. Pretty awesome. Okay. So how else can we do that? Well, you can do that through something called an annuity. It's essentially one of the main traditional ways that we have used annuities, is it takes a sum of money and it liquidates it. So you can go to a life insurance company who issues an annuity, because it's a form of an insurance policy. Say, okay, I've got $500,000. I'm 70 years old. If I give you this money, how much will you give me back? And they'll say, okay, based on your age. They go through actuarial tables, life expectancy, and all this kind of stuff. They say, okay, based on your age, the amount of money you just gave me, we'll give you $2,000 for the rest of your life. Okay, great. $2,000 a month for the rest of my life. It'll show up in my bank every couple of weeks. Cool. So obviously there's a lot that goes into that. And don't quote me on my numbers, because I'm just making things up off the top of my head. But hopefully you get the idea. So it is a function of setting the foundation, saving money for my retirement, and whatever my other goals and objectives are, and then designing retirement income that's going to be there for as long as I need it to. So do you move from one stage to the next? Not necessarily, because you're probably going to be saving money when you're 20 years old or 25 or whatever, as you are developing your financial foundation. And then you're probably going to be doing estate planning when you're in your 60s and 70s also, even though you already did a little bit when you were younger. So the whole value here, theoretically speaking, hopefully you've found some value in the framework that I've just shared, but hopefully it's easy for you to follow along. Say, okay, these are the important things I need to be taking into consideration at each one of these stages. And is there anything in my financial plan that I'm missing, or have I done most of it? So there you go. You, again, are perfectly capable of doing all this on your own. If you want help, there are certainly so many great people out there. I've interviewed many on the podcast who are available and willing to help. If you have questions or you'd like some kind of a connection, just reach out to me. I'm always thrilled to hear from listeners, and I'm willing and interested in helping however I can. So one closing thought is that, you need to be really honest with yourself about whether or not you are willing and able to do these things, because simply knowing how to do it, that's financial literacy. Financial wellness is actually putting everything to practice. And far too often, we know we're supposed to be doing things, but we fail to actually execute and do it. I think that the value of working with a financial professional is that they get the job done for you. So you're essentially hiring somebody for their expertise, their know-how, another set of eyes, a different perspective, but also to help you implement the plans that you've made, to help facilitate that everything actually takes place and that it actually gets done. Because there's not somebody whose job it is to get everything done. Well, odds are it's not all going to get done. So be really honest with yourself. You don't have to do it all, but you have to be working with somebody who will help you to get these things done. So hope that provides some value to you. If you did find value, if you enjoyed it, please do subscribe to the show. Leave us a 5-star review. I'd be super grateful. Share the show with somebody that you think would also benefit from this. That is how the show grows, and I'm interested in having the show grow so I can reach more people and all that good stuff. So appreciate hanging with me, and look forward to next time. As always, do your...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.